to A Dose of Dave. It is Thursday, and it's just gone 10 a.m. It's been, I think, 2 weeks now of being ill. Over 2 weeks, actually. It was 2 weeks on Tuesday. It's now Thursday. As I've just said, I still feel a little bit croaky, a little bit chesty. And I'm still not back to full energy, that's for sure. But I think yesterday was the first day. So the first like 4 or 5 days of the illness were really ill, in bed, not doing much at all. And then the rest of that period has been, I kind of feel okay, but I know I'm not okay. And my appetite hasn't been very good. My diet, therefore, hasn't been great. Spent a week just grabbing for whatever was there, just to eat some calories, and I think now I'm closer to getting the calories I need, and my diet is becoming healthier for sure. I still feel very tired. I haven't done a podcast for I don't know how many days. I've had no interest in that. I've had no interest in social media. Not that I do much of that anyway. It's very rare that I watch something on TV. I don't actually have a TV. I'll watch something on my phone if I want to watch it, but I spend very little time doing that. I might watch something very specific that I'm interested in, but I won't watch stuff just to fill the time. So yeah, I think I'm just regrouping. I didn't have a therapy session on Tuesday. I have one booked in for tomorrow. I wasn't necessarily going to book one in at all, but I have now. But I think I've reached a stage with the therapy where, this might be why I haven't been doing the podcast, where it's kind of like all the talking is done. I've got all the talking out of my system. And perhaps now it's time for some real work, and perhaps I was avoiding confronting that work by not booking a session. And maybe I haven't been doing the podcast because all the talking's done, or maybe it's because I needed to sit with how I was feeling and process it a bit. So yesterday I was in a shitty mood in the morning. I was really fed up with feeling ill, and then that rolled into, oh, I'm just fed up with everything in my life. My life is terrible. I'm going nowhere, I'm getting nowhere. You know, all those sort of negative thoughts. And I suppose the illness feels like it was perfectly timed. And actually, you know, maybe even my body took the opportunity to grab hold of that illness and really be ill, to actually force me to just stop for a period of time. You know, to force me to actually say, that's it. In fact, not even that's it. It wasn't even a decision. It's like, I cannot get out of bed. I cannot go to work. I cannot do anything. I cannot scroll on my phone. I can't do any of the things that I normally do. I've just got to lay here and let it work its way through. So it's actually been, looking back, quite a welcome experience in a way, because it certainly focused me on the things that are important to me, i.e. the things I've missed. And those things generally are living in my real life. I think over the last months, you know, I've talked about the people I have in my life now and how great those people are. And how I've just generally kind of let sort of online communication just slip away because it's all meaningless. I mean, I still communicate online, you know, WhatsApp messaging with friends. But that's a way of maintaining those friendships with people who are, you know, a distance away. So we can't just meet up conveniently, you know, at any given moment. It has to be planned and organised. But this is a bit of a common theme, actually, with my friendship group at the moment. I think a lot of them are feeling much the same. You know, we're, I suppose, having different conversations by message, but, you know, they're reading books again and stuff. Going back into, I suppose, a more intimate way of living. So I think for me that the lack of social media has done the opposite of broaden my horizons. And this isn't a negative, by the way. It's taken away that pretense of connection with the world. You know, these people that you are, well, you're putting stuff out online that is potentially going to be read by people all over the world. But that's meaningless unless there is a real human connection. And that's what this is all about. And I suppose what it's made me realise is my real life is very small. And that is absolutely fucking okay. I have a small group of people who are very significant in my life. You know, and then I've got the people I work with and all those kind of stuff. And, you know, they're significant, but not to the same extent. And I suppose for me, that's where the progress has come. Progress is coming from letting a lot of things go. Just letting them slip away so they no longer become a distraction from my own experience of my life. So that's when I talk about being ill. Being ill and as ill as I was, that was a heightened experience, to say the least. That was an experience that I couldn't avoid paying attention to. It was there and it was all I could think of. It was all consuming. And now it's less so I feel like I'm able to kind of gently re-engage with my life. So the last, up until sort of yesterday, I felt like a bit of a ghost of myself, an apparition of Dave. There's a title for this episode. But even some of the kind of WhatsApp groups, I'm not in many WhatsApp groups, actually I'm in one. Even that had become flooded with social media. Talk about social media. So it's like people go on social media and then they're talking about social media in groups that could well be, should, in my opinion, be a more intimate experience about us sharing aspects of our own lives. And that's what friendships are, isn't it? You're sharing a part, at least, of your life with someone else or another group of people. You're sharing time with them. But rather than see it as a, I don't know, we have these conversations electronically, and in fact it was my friend Dave Nixon posted something. I was on social media, by the way, so I did read it. I'm very selective with what I read, but, you know, he was just talking about it. Well, imagine having those conversations in an intimate setting, sitting around a fire, you know, with some real human connection. Because that's what we're missing. I think it's as simple as that. Life used to be sitting around fires, communicating, telling stories. we just don't do that anymore. Most people are shouting into the void with the hope of perhaps getting some attention. A bit of a dopamine hit. It's time for social media to die. Namaste.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo.
Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.